has to do is enter the store, go straight to the refreshment area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of Mai. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep, yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Manzi.
Manzi, yeah.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio Main News Broadcast at 17.5 hours. The headlines. In local news, economist commends resilience of Zambia's banking sector. WHO donates mpox vaccine to Zambia as cases reach 23. International news, Tanzanian Prime Minister to step down in surprise move. In sports news, Copper Queens are attacking WAFCON glory. With the news in detail, my name is James Mwale. Economist Kelvin Chisanga says the Zambian banking sector has continued to exhibit strong resilience despite current economic challenges from the international economic impact and liabilities in the private sector. In a statement made available on the radio, Chisanga has disclosed that leading banks such as Stanbic, Sanaco and First National Bank have all maintained robust profitability skills, strongly supported by effective risk management that keeps non-performing loans below 10%. He has also highlighted that the sector's adequate liquidity remains well positioned to absorb economic shocks, further noting that these measures are critical to sustain the sector's growth and its pivotal role in Zambia's economic recovery. Chisanga has further disclosed that the aspirations to supporting small and medium enterprises, SMEs, financing models through strong, innovative, digital-driven solutions remain optimistic, with key aspects to maintaining monetary stance. He has also placed emphasis on the significance of digital banking in expanding financial inclusion and supporting economic growth. Meanwhile, the economist has noted that the environmental risks in critical sectors such as agriculture and mining present emerging credit with critical quality concerns. Additionally, he has pointed out how the private sector is driving increased demand for credit, particularly in key areas such as trade and manufacturing. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has unearthed a large-scale illicit cannabis cultivation scheme in the Chifwema area in Kafue District. In a statement issued today, DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba says the late operation has resulted into the apprehension of two suspects identified as Bonwell John Mulenga, male, aged 50 of Kanyelele Village, and Timothy Cholwe, male, aged 38 of Mwelwa Village. Tamba says Mlenga was apprehended in connection with the offense of trafficking in 86.9 kilograms of loose cannabis and unlawful cultivation of 12 tons of cannabis, while Cholwe was apprehended in connection with the offense of trafficking in 14 kilograms of loose cannabis. He believes that the said drugs were destined for sale on the international market, especially in selected Western countries where policy and legislative frameworks are skewing towards decriminalization of possession and recreation use. Similarly, DEC has apprehended two Philippines nationals identified as Rian Balusong, male age 46, and Shia John Pangan, male age 40, in connection with the offense of trafficking in 8.1 grams of crystal meth and the offense of possession of instruments used for the administration of illicit drugs. Tamba says all suspects arrested during these operations are in lawful custody awaiting court appearances. He has urged members of the general public to continue reporting suspicious activities to the commission so that by acting together we can create a nation free from illicit drug trafficking and abuse. Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu has assured the public that security around Community House, the residence of President Hakainde Hichilema, remains intact and uncompromised. Mwimbu made the statement following the apprehension of journalist Fethi Musonda by Zambia police officers in the early hours of Wednesday, July 2, 2025. Musonda, a resident of Chalala, was picked up near Community House after being found loitering around the presidential premises. Mwimbu told journalists at a press briefing that the suspect did not enter the premises of Community House. He clarified that the incident occurred outside the residence along the road and that there was no breach of the president's home. He further commended the swift response of the security personnel on duty, adding that their actions demonstrate the effectiveness of the current security arrangement surrounding the head of state. The minister also appealed to members of the public to respect the law and refrain from behavior that may be perceived as threatening or disorderly, particularly near sensitive state locations. Still in local news, President Hakainde Hichilema and players in the private sector have partnered with the Ministry of Defense to support the Zambia National Service ZNS Voluntary Skills Training Program. Defenseman Secretary Mambo Hamaundu says President Hichilema will sponsor some youth for training under ZNS, while the private sector will also contribute resources to the program. In an interview, Hamaundu says applications will soon open for eligible youth to access the training. He explained that selected participants from all 156 constituencies will undergo basic military training before embarking on their chosen courses. The training program will include agriculture, mining, computer studies, among others. Hamaundu added that each training cohort will last 6 months. Government says ZESCO cannot stop exporting power as it is currently under contractual obligations. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa says the amount of money ZESCO pay as a result of cancelling power export agreements is way more than what could be generated locally. Mwetwa has, however, said only 190 megawatts of power is currently being exported to the region in a bid to meet contractual obligations. Meanwhile, Mwetwa has revealed that Cabinet approved the application and introduction of a bill in the National Assembly that will see the increase of both High Court and Court of Appeal judges. He says it was agreed that the number of High Court judges will increase from 60 to 100, whereas those from the Court of Appeal will increase from 19 to 31 judges in a